Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean Hannity Show.
They cared more about the Delta smelt than they did about the farmers.
Afternoons at 3.
And the farmers lost their entire livelihood because they chose a minnow fish over the farmers.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Here I am, once again, both the problem solver and the predictor of doom.
Wow. That's
or at least aggravation. How about that? Predictor of aggravation.
Optimism here.
Well, there's a story out, and it's about Starbucks and their policies may be shifting and changing because, if you're not familiar, Starbucks, expensive coffee, some think it's worth it because they're willing to pay the price, and they still do a pretty good business. And then it's a cool place to hang out, and you connect with their Wi-Fi, and, you know, you go to town, you could be a student catching up on homework, you could be, you know, somebody getting work done, who knows, paying bills, whatever you're doing, you know, you got that, you could be reading a book, whatever. They're pretty casual about hanging out there. Well, now they're realizing this lounging is not a great idea, along with the fact that, you know, they became basically the toilet of the homeless people.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so they would go in there and take the bathroom up for a long time and scrub up, and, you know, I mean, and so, yeah, and they weren't making any purchases. So that became a problem. They had to adjust to that. Well, I could have solved this problem for them.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, do you know any time you go anywhere, you know, to try to make a purchase, even at the fast food joints now, did you use the app to make your order today?
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't, and I won't tomorrow, but let me give you my order now since I'm here, and we're using this little wireless device in the microphone now. And so everybody asked you, oh, you call customer service. Well, did you download the app? You know?
It gets frustrating.
If I had a nickel for every time. You need an app to take a crap.
Wow. So do you have to, like, get on the app and make reservations, stall two at 9:45
Yeah, you go into Starbucks and you try the handle and you can't get in.
True.
And you go to there and you go, oh, do you have a key or a code or something? And they go, oh, you need an app to take a crap.
Wow.
Now, a lot of the homeless folks have phones.
Sure they do. I've seen them.
But would they be willing to download the app? But I want this as my invention. Whoever gets it when you make a lot of money.
The crap app.
Get Greg a cool sports car.
Please.
Get me one just a little cooler. That's all.
That's all he wants.
Of course. Yeah. The app to take a crap.
Well, you may be onto something here. I remember.
Well, I'm on some. All right.
Yeah, it could be. I remember years ago, White Castles. You had to put a dime in the thing to get in the stall because they didn't want people just come in and off the street. And actually, you mentioned Starbucks. They've actually remodeled their stores. It's a little less seating and a bigger area for operation, like behind the counter, to make it more efficient, because they're doing the app things where people are coming in just to grab their order and go. You've got people in line inside, and you've got a drive-through. So they've had to make it a bigger production line. Store's the same size, but less seating, rearranged a little bit.
I was going to, you know, again, this is another one of my pie-in-the-sky ideas. I was going to just counter the counter action to that. It was going to be called, instead of Starbucks, Low Bucks. And it was going to be $2, whatever you want, whatever you want in it, within reason.
Yeah, right.
It's $2. That's it. Low bucks.
Cheap
come
coffee.
Come to low bucks.
Wow.
But, you know, it will limit it to, like, you know, 10 options you can have.
Sure.
If you start doing that, I want a double latte, minus some jam, some
snap. It's expensive,
It's like, no, and we know, and we don't have nut milk either. Because there's no such thing. Nut milk. Can I have nut milk? Yeah. Oh, no, no. Why don't you try just grabbing a handful of oats and squeeze milk out of that? You people. I tell you, you people.